Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, part of the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Here's what's launching today.
Three new developer tools tackle the growing pains that come when teams adopt coding agents.
Three more tools extend how people use Claude Code on macOS, each taking a different approach. Plus, a pair of Y Combinator-backed AI workflow tools are targeting healthcare documentation and recruiting coordination. We've also got an AI texting assistant, a real-time guitar tutor, and a solo founder story. And three privacy-conscious Mac desktop apps just emerged, including one for music listeners. Finally, SceneNote is a free video feedback tool with no accounts, no uploads, and no subscriptions required. Let's get into it.
Let's start with Prilint. This is a tool that reviews every pull request against a team's existing ADRs, documentation, and past decisions.
So the problem it is solving is not whether the code compiles or passes tests. It is product drift.
Right. Coding agents write code at high speed, and the greater risk is code that passes technical review, yet quietly introduces unapproved dependencies, changes a permission rule, invents a business requirement, or silently drops an established pattern like the transactional outbox.
Those are exactly the kinds of product-level choices that feel fine in isolation, but break things downstream. And Prilint catches them before they ship.
One founder, Wojtek, shared that on teams using several AI reviewers, roughly 40% of the issues fixed before merge are caught by Prilint.
That is a meaningful slice. It suggests that even when you have other reviewers in the loop, a tool tuned specifically to architectural and product decisions is catching things the others miss.
Now, the second tool takes a different angle. Task Monkey is an open-source desktop application for running coding agents through the full development process, from task to pull request.
So this is about orchestration. It lets developers run several tasks simultaneously, follow each agent's progress, and preview results without manually setting up services or containers.
And there is an interesting review layer built in. Agents can be sent to another agent for review and fixes.
It also supports discussions where multiple agents respond to each other, compare approaches, and challenge assumptions. That is almost like giving agents a team meeting.
The creator explained that managing multiple agents, previews, reviews, and follow-up fixes still required too much manual effort. The goal is to bring the whole process into one application and automate as much of it as possible.
So if Prilint is about catching what agents get wrong at the product level, Task Monkey is about reducing the human toil of shepherding agents through a complete workflow.
And there is a third tool on Product Hunt this week called MemoryCust, which tackles yet another problem: giving agents durable project memory. Let's carry that thread into the next segment. Switching over to the Claude Code ecosystem on macOS, there are three tools launching today, each addressing a different friction point around long-running agent sessions.
The first is Blackflare, a native macOS menu bars app that acts as mission control for Claude Code and Codex.
The sleep management here is practical. It prevents the Mac from sleeping while a session runs and lets it sleep normally when the agent finishes.
That alone solves a real annoyance. But the notification system is where it gets interesting. It notifies you on your Mac, Telegram, or Slack the moment a session completes or gets stuck.
Which means you find out right away if the agent hit a question 30 seconds in, instead of discovering it hours later when you check back.
The app also lets you switch your default agent from the menu and watch plan usage. And all processing happens on device.
The second tool, Agent Quartz, is also a local-first menu bars companion, built to show Claude and cursor usage at a glance without opening a browser tab.
It displays usage as a circular progress ring with a provider mark. Settings and session material stay on your machine. No cloud account required.
The free tier includes that core usage display. There is a one-time pro unlock for $3 via Gumroad that adds extra gauge shapes, pie, bars, and arc, plus options to place the mark inside or outside and hide menu bars percentages.
One installation note. The current build ships as an unsigned macOS zip from GitHub releases, so macOS will require a right-click override on first launch.
The third tool is Medley, a free Cloud Code plugin that introduces a slash mission command for work too big for one session.
Typing slash mission turns an outcome into a live graph and coordinates multiple Cloud Code and Codex workers.
So you have three distinct approaches here. Black Flare keeps your machine awake and alerts you the moment something happens. Agent Quartz puts usage right in the menu bars without any cloud dependency. And Medley breaks big jobs across multiple agents.
Together, they fill in the gaps that anyone running long Cloud Code sessions has probably felt. And that is where we will pick up next.
Clinic Fank, it's amazing. Thinking to the City Alchemist, to the Model Warg efficient that his Caracal Liverter lows my soil. Like massively rever ramishing grief. Clinic Fame just opened the doors on Clinic Scribe, a new ambient AI scribe that listens to patient encounters and writes a complete structured clinical note the moment the visit ends.
This one's desktop native, fully HIPAA compliant, and EHR ready in seconds. It works for both in-person and virtual visits, passively capturing the conversation so clinicians can focus on the patient instead of the keyboard.
Founder Clemente described the product as the culmination of 3 years of work and part of a much larger vision for a medical intelligence platform that supports the entire clinical workflow beyond just documentation.
And they've already got a running start. Clinic Frame previously built compliant ChatGPT, a HIPAA-compliant AI assistant that more than 8,000 clinicians have used, including therapists, psychologists, oncologists, and home visit nurses.
The founders noted a reality that probably doesn't surprise anyone in healthcare. Many clinicians were already putting patient information into consumer chatbots with no business associate agreement, no audit trail, and no compliance answer for surveyors.
So Clinic Scribe launches today as the first step toward that broader platform. And it's not the only YC-backed workflow tool hitting the market this week.
Right. Vela also launched, and this one's an AI recruiting coordinator that lives in your email. You copy Vela onto any thread, and it takes over scheduling from there.
It handles candidate screens, multi-round loops, full interview panels, offers times, chases people who go quiet, manages reschedules, sends the resume with the invitation, books prep calls, and collects feedback. Two very different problems, same underlying idea. Take a workflow that eats hours of professional time and let AI handle the coordination layer.
And that theme continues across today's Product Hunt batch. Let's talk about Bo AI, which brings a personal assistant into iMessage.
Brandon, the founder of Bo Labs, says the idea came after his own health crisis drove him to build for everyday people. The mission is explicitly to serve the roughly 6.8 billion who have never used AI, and they're betting that the text message form factor is what makes adoption possible.
So the assistant helps users stay organized, save time, live healthier, and answer questions all over SMS. No new app to download, no account to create, just texting.
Meanwhile, SoundGate Guitar is taking a different approach to AI-assisted learning. They pitch it as an AI practice companion that listens, not just a video plus quiz app.
The team says most apps follow a watch and score pattern, but real learning happens through in-the-moment mistakes and feedback. Their interactive fretboard lights up with zero lag note detection, so a player can actually see what they just played.
And the AI tutor gives personalized feedback, custom routines, and answers to questions. So it's not just telling you you got a note wrong. It's showing you what you played and helping you fix it right then.
Three new Mac desktop apps caught our eye this week, and what ties them together is a shared commitment to keeping your data on your machine.
Right. No accounts, no telemetry, no subscriptions. Just native macOS software that does one thing well.
Let's start with EQK 3.0. It's a dynamic AI equalizer that retunes itself in real time, song by song, as you listen.
So instead of setting a fixed EQ curve and hoping it works across your library, this thing adapts on the fly.
Exactly. It runs as a native macOS app with no virtual drivers needed, and it gives you per-app equalization so you can tune your music player differently from your browser.
It also includes headphone correction with over 3,985 AutoEQ profiles, a per-app limiter, and full signal chain metering. That is a lot of audio control.
And there's a free built-in Flock player with synced lyrics. The developers say it runs 100% locally, with no telemetry and no subscription. Their goal is to make sound enhancement accessible beyond just audio files.
Now, if music is about listening, the next app is about speaking. Epilude is a local dictation tool for Mac that uses a hold-to-speak, release-to-type workflow.
You hold down a key, speak your thought, and release. In about a second, it transcribes, punctuates, cleans up, and matches your tone, then drops polished text right into whatever app you're in.
The key privacy detail: audio processing stays fully on device. It uses open-weight speech-to-text and cleanup models fine-tuned by the maker, so your recordings never leave the machine.
That's a meaningful distinction from cloud-based dictation services, where your voice data gets shipped off for processing.
The third app is for developers. Jussie is a native macOS terminal built with Swift and the libghosty library. It's minimal, designed for everyday use, and deliberately skips the advanced features power users expect.
What's interesting is the community reaction. People are praising the choice to go native Swift instead of wrapping something in Electron. That means better performance and a lighter footprint.
Three very different tools, but the same philosophy. Do the job locally, respect the user's privacy, and don't put a subscription between them and the software.
Sticking with useful tools, let's talk about two that solve very specific creative workflow problems.
The first is SceneNote, a free video feedback tool built by a filmmaker named Kirill, who has been in the industry for more than 10 years.
Here's the friction he wanted to eliminate. You finish a cut, you send it to a client, and suddenly they have to create an account, maybe pay for a subscription, just to leave you a few time-stamped notes.
SceneNote solves that. No accounts, no uploads, no subscriptions. You paste a YouTube, Vimeo, or Dropbox link, share it, and reviewers start leaving time-stamped comments immediately. They can draw frame annotations and even record voice notes that auto-transcribe, all without signing up.
And when you get that feedback back, you can export it as a CSV or EDL file, which places every note as a marker directly in Premiere, Resolve, or Final Cut.
That EDL export is a nice touch. You're not manually hunting for the right frame. The marker is just there in your timeline.
Carol's whole rationale was that editors typically only need feedback tools at the very end of a project. Paying a recurring monthly cost for something you use sporadically didn't make sense to him.
Totally fair point. Now, the second tool addresses a different kind of creative clutter. Your bookmark graveyard.
I know that graveyard well. Brilliant threads on Twitter, now X, that I bookmark with every intention of reading later and then never return to.
That's exactly the habit that the maker, Ankip, built Totem to solve. It takes your X bookmarks and turns them into a distraction-free reading environment that opens in your new tab.
Instead of the default unordered list, it unrolls threads into clean, full-width articles styled something like a Substack post. You can highlight passages, annotate, and search across everything you've saved.
So it transforms bookmarks from a pile you ignore into a library you actually engage with.
Two smart, focused solutions. SceneNote removes the sign-up friction from video feedback, and Totem makes sure the threads you meant to read actually get read. That is the roundup for today. We had three fresh developer tools on Product Hunt this week, each tackling a different pain point that comes up when teams adopt coding agents.
Right, and on the Claude Code side, three more macOS tools launched that extend how people use it day-to-day. Different angles, same ecosystem.
Two Y Combinator-backed AI workflow tools also hit the board, one focused on healthcare documentation, the other on recruiting coordination. tight niches, but real operational problems.
We also saw an AI texting assistant, a real-time guitar tutor, and a solo founder productivity tool round out the launches.
And three Mac desktop apps stood out, all taking privacy-conscious approaches. One for music listening, and a couple others with distinct spins.
Plus SceneNote, a free video feedback tool that skips accounts, uploads, and subscriptions entirely. Lots of interesting stuff shipping this week.
We will be back soon with more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.